The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good. The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast, and on Monday Night Football, the Vikings took care of the Texans 17-10. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak talked about the ball game with the media.
Kevin's got a little hamstring issue tightened up on him, so kept him out of there. We'll take a look at him in the morning. Matt's got a sprained ankle. I think he would have played had it been a regular season game. I pulled him out. And we'll check that out in the morning again, but I think he'll be fine. Eugene's okay. Vonta went back in, got a lower leg bruise. He's okay. And that's the biggest ones right now. Am I missing anybody?
I don't think so. You're not worried. You say Eugene's okay. So
yeah, Cap told me he came out of the game. He's okay. He's fine. So really, we'll just have to evaluate Kevin and Matt tomorrow.
Did you think about not letting Matt go back in as a precaution for when you sent him back in at the end of the half?
Well, he told me that he rolled his ankle and the guy was chasing him on the bootleg that one time. And, you know, I asked him, he said, no, I'm fine. Just tape it up. I'm okay. Let's keep going. He was fine, throughout that big drive we had. And then he actually took us down to 2 minutes. So. He did a heck of a job. And then, at halftime, he wanted to go, John. He's in the locker room. He said, I'll go. And I had Cap and him look at it, and he just thought that it was better that we didn't push the envelope where we're at right now with the season fixing to start. So it's just a decision by me to keep him out.
Are you worried more about the offense or the defense at this point?
I'm concerned at a lot of things, John. I mean, there were some very good things in the game tonight. I mean, the first play of the game is obviously a disaster. It's the same scheme we saw last week, and we really made the same mistake, which just boggles your mind a little bit. But they buckled down, and they played pretty darn good defense the rest of the way. I mean, we gave up the big play before the half, and you got to give them credit for that call and what they did. But I thought we buckled down and played some pretty good defense. We gave up two big plays, that's the difference in winning and losing. Offensively, we knew we were playing a fine defensive football team, very physical. Got off to a very slow start. Had some poor field position. Couldn't get the ball out of the hole. The defense kept us in the game, and then we put together a big drive. And then went down and got some points for the half. So, I mean, we're in a good football game, basically, what we're in, John. And could we play better? Yeah, we played better all the way across the board. So, offensively, we struggled to run the ball against this group, but we have been struggling running the ball in the preseason. It's going to have to get a lot better.
Nose tackle Sean Cody continues to do some good things on the field. Played well on Monday night and talked a little bit about the game afterwards.
Well, first of all, how did tonight feel personally for you?
Kind of up and down night. We started out slow, but that big run hit you like that. You got to bounce back, but I'm proud of the guys. The guy.
What did you guys think how you went tonight?
I was happy the way we bounced back after that first play. Sometimes you tend to let the first play bug you, and we didn't do that. We came back and we put together a good defensive effort after that first play. But we can't let that first play happen. You gotta be sound, especially against a back like that who can take it to the house at any time.
Yeah, not too hard. What did happen?
I mean, it just guy broke down, missed a gap, and that's what happens, especially with a good runner like that. He finds it every time. So you got to be in your gap. You got to be sound. And then the rest of the game, I think we did a great job on it.
It seems like you got a good push against Favre, throughout the night. What do you think about that?
Yeah, guys are putting pressure on him. Especially against Brett Favre, you want to get him down there and get around him because you give him time and he's going to pick you apart. So one of our goals, and I think as a front and as blitz and backs, we did a good job.
How much closer to being ready are you guys, do you think?
I think we took a step in the right direction. I know we didn't win the game, but they're going to be a good team and they're a physical team, and I think we physicaled up with them and played a good game.
You got a beauty mark over your nose now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, my wife should be really happy about that.
How bad?
I've had a little cut, and I think the second play it just exploded.
I was bouncing back and forth on each series.
I was predominantly playing nose tonight, so I mean I might have got three or four shots, three technique, but it's something I got to do on this team. That's what they're calling on me for, and that's I've done that in the past, and I got to be ready when the number's called.
How much did you?
We need guys inside, and I mean, So we got guys like, you know, Delmon had a good game, and Frank, you know, those guys are going to be rolling. And when you got a defensive line like ours, you know, you want to hustle and run to the ball. You know, you got to have guys you can rotate and have depth. So hopefully it'll work out.
Cornerback Bryce McCain, a 2009 sixth-round pick out of Utah, got significant playing time on Monday night, and he, too, talked about his contest versus the Vikes.
Well, I felt pretty good to get out there and play. Every game does. Fortunately, we came out with a loss, but, man, I think our team got better. And I think coming into Wednesday and work and get better, and sort of turn around with Tampa.
What'd you do to get better? I'm sure every game there's more improvement in your eyes, right?
Oh, yeah. This game I got a little more Boston with me, so I got the feeling right, got the timing down, get my coverage right. I got to work my technique today. I worked on my punt. I was on every special team, so it was a good feel. I ain't really been able to get a lot of special team reps, but this game I did, so I think I got better in that aspect of the game.
You brought the lumber, too, a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah. I caught him. So when he turned around, I got a good hit on him.
What was that play? Kind of take us through what happened on that.
Man coverage. I turned around. He came from the other side, the corner, so I came over. As soon as I seen him, I hit him. But my man went inside also, so I just got my eyes up and laid a hit to him.
You didn't get to watch the whole thing, but how much did you play? I mean, you're on.
Almost the whole game. I got out like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, so I got a pretty nice game in.
How valuable is that for you?
Oh, it's very valuable. I got a lot of experience under my belt from this preseason. If I be fortunate to make the team, I got a lot of experience under my belt, and I can get ready for the regular season.
I was saying, what happened on that first run by Peterson?
Oh, I don't know. I turned around, he was like wide open, so I tried to catch him. But hey, he's a fast guy, and he already had a running start. So I tried my best to catch him. So. Do what I could.
Monday night after the loss to the Vikings, offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan also spoke with the media in the locker room afterwards.
He didn't see the guy who picked it, obviously. You know, I mean, it was... No, it was... It was a one-step throw, which is a quick-hitting throw, and it was cover two with a corner play to like it was two-man, which is hard inside technique. And if it's cover two and he plays outside on this cloud, then he's got a chance to squeeze it in there, but it's got to be fast. And he tried to speed it up and really didn't see the corner was playing inside out, which is like a two-man look. And if you get that, it's really impossible to complete it to the receiver there, which was Andre. He's got to reset and get towards spacing on the backside, which is a check down. And, you know, hopefully he learns from that. It's something he should see. And you know, it's a first down call, so it should get us a second five on that.
We thank you for listening to the Texans Today podcast. For all the information on your favorite team, just go to HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football time.